Looking for housing in Whistler ahead of opening day? For a whopping $5,500 a month, you can rent a cozy one-bedroom townhome in Whistler Creekside. Even by Whistler standards, the rental is on the expensive side. It comes with a small living room that doubles as a kitchen, as well as one bathroom and a bedroom. The apartment does not include any laundry facilities, but it has a patio and is close to the Creekside Gondola, so that's a plus. The townhome is listed on Craigslist for the winter season, October 1 to April 30, at $5,500 per month, but if you want to stay longer, the apartment is offered at a reduced rate for May and June at $2,200 per month. For context, for $4,000, you can get a 3,100-square-foot, 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house in the Hillhurst neighborhood in downtown Calgary, or a 1,150-square-foot, 2-bed, 2-bath luxury condo in Vancouver's Yaletown for $4,200. According to Rentals.ca's National Rent Report for August 2022, the average rent for all Canadian properties listed on the site in July 2022 was $1,934 per month, an increase of 10.4% over July 2021. Located in Gondola Village, the property is zoned for nightly rentals, which might partially explain the inflated monthly rental rate. According to a quick search on Airbnb, a short-term rental in the Creekside neighborhood can cost anywhere from $155 to $228 a night, but those rates can rise considerably in the winter months. The average daily rate for private vacation rental bookings in Whistler is $343, according to AirDNA MarketMinder. This includes complete chalets, which can go for as much as $2,150 a night. Compared to the rest of Canada, Whistler continues to be the country's most profitable Airbnb rental location, beating out the likes of Vancouver, Toronto, and Sun Peaks by a solid margin. As is currently the case in much of Canada, affordability continues to be a major concern for Whistler residents. In 2021, food bank visits hit 9,365, up from 2,773 in 2018, a 337% increase.